Welcome to Swiss Info, a roundup of the biggest stories from this week in Switzerland, plus the business and cultural highlights.
Hello and thanks for joining us. I'm Jessica Dacey. This week on the program, spiritual advice from Tina Turner. Switzerland goes from grey to white, and Bern gets a visit from the Russian president. And this. Stay tuned to find out just what Swiss students sent into space. But first, the week's main news. There was a historic visit from the Russian president Dmitry Medvedev this week. He was welcomed with full military honors at Zurich Airport on September 21st. Both the Swiss and Russian presidents highlighted their historic ties and the importance of the first official visit by a Russian head of state to Switzerland. There was unprecedented security in Bern for the visit, with the area around Parliament fenced off and nearby shops advised to close for the day. Checkpoints were set up and helicopters circled above, a rare event in Switzerland. The Russian leader praised Switzerland's role as an international mediator and as a major financial center. And Swiss President Hans-Rudolf Merz noted that Russia was one of the most important growth markets for many Swiss businesses. On the other side of Bern, the Russian president's wife, Svetlana, officially handed over two Siberian bear cubs to the city's famous bear pits, which are currently being expanded and improved. It was good news for Switzerland this week as it was removed from a grey list of uncooperative tax havens. The Swiss government signed all of the 12 double taxation accords needed to meet international tax cooperation standards, and so was officially struck off the grey list on September 25th. Switzerland was first placed on the list in April by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. As a result, the Swiss government agreed to change its banking secrecy laws and introduce a new culture of openness. It then went on to update tax treaties with various countries, agreeing to hand over bank data on customers in cases of tax fraud. Speaking on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York, President Merz said he was proud to be off the list, but warned there were moves afoot in Europe to make rules even tighter in the future. And on September 23rd, Switzerland's first homegrown satellite was launched from a site in India. The satellite named SwissCube was developed by students from 5 Swiss engineering schools, 3 universities, and industry partners. The cube's first orbiting signal brought a huge sigh of relief from the packed auditorium watching the launch in Lausanne. Here's the project coordinator, Muriel Noka.
Mission accomplished, definitely. The purpose of this project was educational. I think we did it great. We did a great job. Now it's going to be the fun part. Listening to it, it will be downloading images, taking pictures. I'm pretty confident that it will last for several months. And it's several months of fun.
The whole project was supervised by the Federal Institute of Technology in Lausanne. It took 3 years to design, build and test the satellite, which weighs less than a kilogram. Its mission will be to observe airglow, the light that is caused when the sun's radiation collides with molecules in the upper atmosphere. Eventually, it may help scientists understand interactions between the atmosphere and the oceans. And on a final note, Swiss Parliament voted against singing the national anthem at the beginning of sessions. The motion was put forward by a right-wing Swiss People's Party politician. Supporters said singing the anthem would help national cohesion, but opponents warned against showy patriotism and said it would require parliamentarians to take singing lessons. Now it's time to have your say. With every story on swissinfo.ch, you can write in and leave your comments. Here's our picks of the week. While a study found that most Swiss are ambivalent about the use of biotechnology, our readers definitely had an opinion. Vera Gottlieb of Germany wrote,
I would sleep a lot better if money-hungry people would stop poisoning my environment. Stop fiddling with nature just for the sake of profits. The earth belongs to us all.
To which Peter in the United States replied,
Vera, how do you sleep at night with such a depressing and pessimistic worldview?
And the launch of the humble Swiss Cube satellite from India sparked a war of words over who's winning the space race. Alan Smith of South Africa fanned the flames, saying,
No matter how many firecracker rockets you launch, China will still be ahead of your stupid space program. The mark of an advanced nation is its manned space program. The US, Russia, and China have such programs, not India.
To which John Doe of the United States replied,
"The question is not about how advanced a country's mission is, be it US, Russia, or China. It's about the money. Simple. When the United States spends billions of dollars on space missions, India does the exact same thing at 1/100th of the price. Now what does that say?"
In a minute, we'll be hearing one of Switzerland's more famous musical residents. But first, the sound of one of Switzerland's rising indie music stars, Sophie Hunger.
Geschenke für dich, was wäre ich geworden, gäbe es dich nicht, meine gesammelten Werke. Bitte sehr, alles gehört dir.
That was Walze für Niemand from the album Monday's Ghost. We'll hear more from Sophie later in the program in our regular Swiss music slot. Now it's time for Out and About, when roving SwissInfo.ch journalists report from the far corners of Switzerland. Tina Turner is known as the Queen of Rock and Roll, a singer who walked out on an abusive husband and went from strength to strength, becoming one of the biggest-selling artists of all time. But more recently, this Zurich resident has lent her voice to a very different kind of musical venture. Beyond is a new album of Buddhist and Christian prayers featuring spiritual text penned by Tina Turner. So far, it has been released in Switzerland, Germany, and Austria. The album was the idea of Swiss-Tibetan Buddhist Deshen Shak Dagsai and her Christian friend, Regula Kurti, who happens to be Tina Turner's neighbour. SwissInfo.ch's Isabel Leibold Johnson went along to Kurti's Seashell Yoga Centre on Lake Zurich to find out how they managed to persuade the famous diva to take part.
I called her, and it was just by really pure luck that she took the phone herself, and she felt my emotion because it came from a wish I had. I heard her voice talking into a soundtrack, not singing, talking. And we met immediately 3 hours later. I told her what I felt. She was looking at me and said, "Yes, I waited for that moment a long time to spread my spiritual life also into the world for my fans. And give what I was experienced as healing power within myself to the world."
Regula Kurti recalling the moment she rang the Queen of Rock and Roll. The 69-year-old Tina Turner, who has sold millions of albums in her 50-year career, has lived in Switzerland since 1994. Born a Baptist in the American Deep South, Turner later converted to Buddhism, which she says has helped her through some difficult times, including an abusive marriage. Kurti says that Turner's contribution, which she wrote herself based on the Persian Rumi poetry and holy scripts, is the singer's own prayer to the world.
What does love have to do with it? Love grows when you trust. When you trust, love heals and renews. Love inspires and empowers us to do great things and makes us a better person to love. Love makes us feel safe and brings us closer to God. When you go beyond, is where you find true love. Keep singing. Singing takes you beyond.
Kurti, a yoga teacher and music therapist, and Deshen Shak Dagsai, a singer of Tibetan chants, came up with the idea for the album after they attended an interreligious ceremony hosted by the Dalai Lama and Abbot Martin Verlin, head of the Swiss Einsiedeln Monastery. Both religious leaders have since given their blessing to the project, whose proceeds go to charity.
Sing. singing takes you beyond. Beyond. Beyond.
The result is a CD which, in addition to Turner's text, on which Curti and Shakdaksai can also be heard, includes 8 other works, this time sung by the two friends. For Shakdaksai, the album's message is very relevant in these times of economic crisis and uncertainty.
We find ourselves in a very critical moment where I think Beyond can contribute a lot to bringing people some kind of comfort to their hearts and encouraging them that there are more values than just material values, but there is something we all keep deeply inside in ourselves where actually the true value of us lies.
Since the album has been launched, the two ladies have lived through a whirlwind of publicity and interviews, often without Turner, who is only making a few appearances. The friends say that they have had very positive feedback, despite some people's concerns that interweaving Christian and Buddhist prayers with Turner's voice wouldn't work. For now, they hope that their message of singing, prayers and contemplation for all religions will continue to inspire people just as Turner was inspired.
Go beyond to feel the oneness of the unity. Singing. Singing takes you beyond.
That report by Isabel Label Johnson. And now, back to this week's featured Swiss music. Sophie Hunger grew up in London, Germany, and Switzerland and writes in both English and German. Her first album was recorded in her living room in 2006. She handed out copies to friends and it went on to become an underground hit. She followed that up in 2008 with her first studio album, Monday's Ghost, which entered the Swiss music charts at number 1. We'll leave you with the song House of Ghosts. Thanks for listening. Go to swissinfo.ch to learn more about these stories or to download this program as a podcast. Tune in again next week. I'm Jessica Dacey.